A group of South African musicians have brought their way of life to the stage. Their drums and songs are part of an unusual off-Broadway show currently being staged in New York City. Drumstruck is billed as the world's first interactive drum theater experience. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Stage 2 at Dodger Stages on West 50th Street is jumping these days. 11 African percussionists, dancers, and singers are exuberantly rehearsing for Drumstruck. Ayanda, a singer who doubles as a narrator between some of the scenes, says this production gives her the chance to celebrate everything about her heritage.
It's an honor to have to be here as a South African and represent my country and tell people about our history. And it's not really history, but it's just really giving them bit of information of the joys and why it's so cool to be an African. The experience is what tells them more. So that's why we do lots of music and drumming. You have to feel it to understand it.
Drumstruck played to sold-out audiences in South Africa and Australia, and watching a rehearsal, you can see why. The joy on the faces of the performers and director David Warren is infectious.
I am having a ball, yeah. I feel like I should be more serious, but no, it's really fun.
Warren says this has been an amazing experience. He says he learned some of South Africa's culture during the month he spent in Johannesburg with the cast, and it's important to him that others see part of a culture they may not have encountered before. As an example, Warren talks about a scene in the show where the performers dance in large black gumboots. They look a little like galoshes.
There's a gumboots section, which is so important to South African culture because it's, you know, it was created there. It was the men in the mines who obviously lived profoundly difficult lives. One of the things they did is they created this art form. And you can't see gumboot dancing and not go, oh, that's where tap dancing came from.
Ayanda sings one of the songs from the show and says she teaches the audience its meaning.
I do explain what the song means, which is basically about young men preparing to go for initiation. That is a very strong, one of the strong traditions back home with every culture, whether you Zulu or Xhosa or what. That section for me, it feels like the women are actually giving honor to who men are, and it feels good, you know?
This show is how the people feel in Africa, where they sit together, they play music, they have fun, how the music brings them together.
Nicholas Kotajani is a master drummer with the production. His nickname is Africa. His eyes gleam as he pounds intricate rhythms on his drum. He sits in the midst of the boma. The set is a recreation of a meeting place in a small South African village with high walls to keep animals out. Kotajani thinks the music in this production gives the crowd a glimpse of how people in South Africa live.
This has been in the community several years. Like, they use the music to fight, they use the music to resist. They use the music in everything. When you're sitting in the train, you hear the people singing. Everywhere you go, you hear the people playing the drum. And I mean, that's the feeling we brought here. So it's kind of like you are in Africa when you come to watch this show.
Drumstruck is in previews right now. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.